Everything Nicholas Snow is available at NicholasSnow.com. For our video programming, check out NicholasSnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. Are you ready for a snowstorm of global proportion? Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just hit your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, if you look at the whole history of humanity, for most of that, if anyone wore a suit, it was custom tailored. As a matter of fact, custom clothing was only available to the wealthy. And unless, of course, you know, your family made your clothing at home, your ancestors. At any rate, I first had the opportunity to have custom clothing for me outside of family, of course, when I started my really wonderful, passionate connection with Thailand, where I had several suits and a tuxedo and all sorts of clothing made. I had not yet had the opportunity to know my guest on today's show, but my guest coming up is Dhamanino Singh. He's the owner of Dhamanino, and I'm going to find out when I talk to him if I'm pronouncing that correctly. But his family has served British aristocracy along with internationally renowned entertainment, sports, and political figures, all of which have built a personal relationship with Dan and trust that he will create the perfect suit made just for them. This episode of my show is going out on October 7th, 2015. If you happen to reach this particular episode within the next week or so, Dan is on a tour in the United States where he actually is traveling to key cities and meeting with his international clientele and taking all their current measurements, where he will go back and mastercraft and tailor the outfits. That's the traveling tailor aspect of what he does. At any rate, his grandfather, Mr. Balbir Singh, 50 years ago in the northeast region of Thailand. In the late 1970s, his father, Mr. B. Singh, opened a tailoring shop in Bangkok. The shop, called New Taj Mahal Tailors, became one of the most well-known tailoring businesses in the city amongst wealthy travelers and expats. Dan has many fond memories of helping in his father's store when he was growing up. A favorite was when a well-known Saudi sheikh, who was a loyal customer in front of his father's, gave Dan a pair of precious scissors. He said he had picked up on his natural abilities and dedication to the craft. He handed Dan the scissors and told him that if he used them correctly, he could become one of the most sought-after tailors in the world. Dan strived to live up to this prophecy and has since put those scissors to good use. He began his training overseas with numerous visits to Savile Row. It was there that he apprenticed under the best in the industry. Upon returning to Bangkok, he realized there was a serious lapse in high-quality tailoring, and it was then that he vowed to reinvent the business and take what he had learned to England back home to Thailand. 7 years ago, Dan opened Dhamanino with the goal of providing successful Thais and expatriates with sophisticated custom-designed garments that they wouldn't be able to find anywhere else. The heir to the dignified line of quality tailors took the business to the next level and established Dhamanino to be what is now a global enterprise. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, Dan travels frequently to major cities across the globe and offers private appointments for distinguished businessmen and women, I imagine. Demand for service is high, and overseas appointments fill up months in advance, but he's taking time out of his busy U.S. tour to talk to me. And I'm going to be back with Daniel Singh in just a minute or two.
The snowstorm continues after this.
Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before, and I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
And now, on with the show. He's a regular contributor to the Huffington Post and to media outlets throughout the world. He's an author, singer, songwriter, actor, and activist, and the executive producer and host of NicholasSnow.tv. He has created and continues to do so a snowstorm of global proportions dedicated to connecting the circuitry of humanity. And now, drifting into the studio and your life once again, Nicholas Snow.
Hey, everybody. During the commercial break, I did learn from Daniel, who will be on the show in just a minute, that I was saying the name of his company correctly, Domenino Bespoke. And I also mentioned that he is a traveling tailor, of course, based in Bangkok, Thailand. But right now he's on his U.S. tour. I'm catching up with him today where he is in San Francisco. As I mentioned, this podcast will live on in perpetuity. But if you happen to listen to it in the next week or so, and you live in one of the following cities, then you're in luck because Dan is coming to a city near you. He started out his U.S. tour in L.A. Now he's in San Francisco through October 8th. On October 9th, Las Vegas. October 10th, San Diego. October 11th and 12th, Washington, D.C. October 13th, Philadelphia. October 14th, Boston. And October 15th and 16th, New York City. There is a Facebook page, facebook.com/Domenino. And also this podcast links to the website, which is domenino.com, domenino.com. And without further ado, let's bring on the master tailor himself, Daniel Singh. Hey, Daniel, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Nicholas. Thanks for having me here.
It's my pleasure. Are you is your body adjusted to our time zone? Because I know that Thailand is 14 or 15 hours ahead.
Not exactly. I'm trying to catch up with my sleep. When it's time to work, I feel sleepy. But we've been having enough time, so I've been managing quite well.
Well, that's fantastic. We have a mutual friend, friends in Thailand, Karen and Tony Nohitnui, which is how I was introduced to you and knew you would be in the United States. They're very lovely people, and I'm glad they brought us together.
Yes, thank you. I can't thank Karen enough because she's introduced me to a couple of great people as well, and you being one of them.
Well, thank you so much. So before you were actually on the air to hear, I talked about before I had the opportunity to know you, I did have custom clothing made in Bangkok, and it is a really rare treat to be able to have custom clothing tailored. And I was talking about how historically this was something that was simply to the very wealthy. And your family has been serving a VIP global clientele for decades.
The thing is, our business, my grandfather actually started the business about 50-odd years ago. And surprisingly, one of his first group of clientele were the U.S. Air Force when they had the base in Thailand during the Vietnam War.
That's amazing because, you know, my late father, who was killed in the Air Force, served in Vietnam and spent a lot of time in Bangkok. I don't know whether or not he had a suit made, but I'm very familiar with the U.S. Air Force's connection to Thailand. And so he started out serving, your grandfather started out serving members of the military, but I note that he's also developed a following among the British aristocracy as well.
Actually, I developed that. My grandfather.
Oh, you developed that.
I developed that. Actually, my grandfather and my father, they serve the American clientele. But when my father moved to Bangkok from the northeastern part where the air base was, my father started serving majority of clients from Saudi Arabia. He became actually very famous amongst them. And even the royal family from Saudi Arabia used to come and make for my father. But I think
wow.
due to political complications in the early 1990s, I think that link between Thailand and Saudi Arabia ended. And then my father decided to vertically integrate by started importing textiles from all around the world and sell to the local market.
Wow,
so,
I love that.
So that was when he left tailoring in 1993. But started selling fabrics to the tailors in Thailand. When I joined business, I'm just giving you a brief background of myself.
Great,
without
see,
you asking.
We have plenty of time.
But when I started business, actually, I started selling textiles to the tailors in Thailand. So upon realizing that majority, there are actually very few top tailors who prefer good quality fabrics. But majority of them preferred just the cheaper fabrics because they didn't want to invest in fabrics. They didn't want to offer higher quality clothing. That was when I decided to restart custom tailoring in about 2007, 2008.
Okay. And then the aristocracy, the British aristocracy found you or you went after
yes.
them?
Yes. I actually started by making connections through the British Chamber of Commerce, and then I met a couple of very nice gentlemen who were amongst the higher level in the British Embassy. They were the ones who introduced me, and then we started making clothes for them.
One of the things that I personally love about my... I lived in Bangkok for 5.5 years. I plan on going back, and then I traveled there
really?
For years before, but one of the things I love is that there's such a vibrant international community, and there are always major events going on that are affiliated with various national days and embassies. And, of course, you have the Thai culture itself that is very engaging and exciting. It's just a global melting pot, and what a way to meet the people that you've ultimately are now serving worldwide.
See, the thing is, Thailand has always been high in tourism. So naturally, there's always been people coming from all around the world. But one thing about Thai people is they love celebrations. Now, whether you talk of Christmas, whether you talk of the Indian New Year, the Thai New Year, the Chinese New Year, the Vietnamese New Year, for that matter, they celebrate everything. They need an excuse to just take a seat back and have a couple of drinks.
Now, tell me how long you've been doing... I know you're really focused right now on overseas expansion, and you're on this tour of the U.S. I just announced all the dates, and I imagine you'll be coming back here and elsewhere on a regular basis. How long have you been traveling outside of Thailand as a tailor, and how do you see this expanding?
I've been actually traveling for the past 6 years. I started traveling. I actually set up a company with another partner in New Jersey in 2008, 2009. That was when I lived in New Jersey near Princeton, and I was traveling the whole of East Coast. But due to the economic downturn and the financial crisis in 2009, we had to close the company. And that was when I opened a new store in Thailand and did my expansion on the other side. I started traveling to Australia much more. I have a company in Australia right now where I go there at least 3 to 4 times a year, visiting several different companies, financial companies, insurance companies, making suits for them.
Wow.
But now I see a lot much more opportunity in the States, and I'm planning. We've just tried to rebrand ourselves into a more global brand rather than just a local Thailand tailor or just a traveling tailor. So we've contacted several people, and we're having representatives all around the world now who will basically send orders, send the work to us, and we'll have it manufactured for them.
That's fantastic. So if someone somewhere in the world should hear this podcast and go to the domanino.com website and contact you, you very well might have someone close to them that could easily facilitate their measurements and connect them with you for the actual tailoring of the clothes.
Absolutely. We are slowly expanding right now. It has just been on our to-do list. So we're actively contacting representatives around the world in various cities, in cities especially where they wear a lot of suits. So people, they can get measured and send us the orders.
When I lived in Thailand, I didn't watch a lot of – I appeared in movies and TV in Thailand, and I would go to a lot of events that were targeted toward the English-speaking audience. And periodically, I was at cultural events that were predominantly presented in Thai, and I've studied a decent amount of Thai. But because I wasn't consuming Thai language media, I didn't necessarily know who the Thai stars were unless I bumped into them at a red carpet on a – you know, film festival event. But I understand that now you have engaged with one of Thailand's hot stars to help expand awareness of your brand, and I believe he is a singer known as Justin.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about Justin and how you connected with him.
I actually came to know of Justin through a couple of friends as well as through Karen. Justin is an upcoming star. Basically, he just released his first single by Grammy. Grammy is one of the big music producing companies in Thailand. Grammy just basically signed a contract with him, a 5-year contract with him, basically to promote him heavily. And I've seen this guy. He's got influence in the aspect that in custom tailoring business, when you want a business to grow and when you want people to see, you need something, someone that can make a difference. And Justin, apart from just singing and modeling, he does partly charity as well. Now, we are wanting to associate ourselves with such kind of people because we are not only there to go do business. Every single dollar we earn, we try to give a part of that return back to the charity, to the community in some way or the other. And Justin is a person who represents us quite well in that aspect.
I love that. I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we have several more things to talk about. But one of the things I want you to help me educate my audience about is how to avoid scams, how to avoid when they're traveling, getting sucked into, for example, a tailor that's not going to treat them well. So when we come back, we'll get into that topic and more after this.
Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. The snowstorm continues after this.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revival, voted Best of the Valley Thrift Store.
stores, now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revival. Find it here. Visit us at revivalstores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
And my conversation with Daniel Singh, owner of Domenino Bespoke, based in Bangkok, Thailand, but traveling the world, continues. So, Dan, before the break, I broached the topic. I know that my experience in Thailand is most business people are extremely honest and upstanding, but in any high-trafficked tourist destination, there are going to be people that try to take advantage of you. And this could involve even the cooperation of taxi drivers or tuk-tuk drivers or all sorts of people. So I'd love for you to talk about how scams operate from your experience and how you can ensure that people don't get caught up in them. What's your advice?
The thing is, firstly, if they're going to go to a tailor, they rather, or any business for that matter, anything they want to purchase, I think they better find out properly online. Nowadays, internet is very easily accessible. So if you're going to go to a tailor, going to a gem store, going to go do shopping, I think they should search online. There's actually no way other than going through the hotel limousines to escape the taxis or tuk-tuk drivers, because they get a commission from that aspect. Whether you pay them for the cab fare or not, they will still get the commission from the store that they're taking you to. Now, if there's a way we can escape that, I think the only way you can is by using public transportation or using Uber, which has become very famous nowadays.
So basically, for the listeners that may not know, a lot of the basic tourist transportation drivers are tied into the jewelers and the tailors and all sorts of other businesses. And so you'll often have a taxi driver or a tuk-tuk driver suggest that they're going to take you places for great deals. And I actually love what you're saying, because when I was initially worked with a tailor in Thailand, they actually wanted to send their car for me, because that way they could ensure that their customer was going to make it to them. Now, when someone goes to a website to check you out or others, I guess at that point you're going for the references that are listed on the website. How do you trust the business that you're working with if you happen to find them online? Are there additional steps you can take?
See, one of the most common thing, I think a lot of people now refer to TripAdvisor.com. I think that has become quite popular and to a certain aspect quite reliable, because from what I understand, TripAdvisor, they have certain analytics which they go through to make sure that the reviews that are written for each of those businesses are genuine. Secondly, there are several other rating websites that rate that individual businesses. And I think those are quite reliable to a certain aspect.
That's very helpful. I appreciate that insight. Now, earlier in the show, we were talking about the fact you're a third-generation tailor in your family, and that you have taken the family business in places that it's never gone before. And I'm wondering, did you feel pressured to take up this line of work, or did you always hold it as a passion? Is there something else that you wanted to be when you grew up, and were you sort of compelled by your family to carry on the tradition?
Honestly, my father didn't want me to take up the custom tailoring line because he left it about 20 years ago, and I picked it up 20 years later. But growing up, seeing my father, my grandfather do the business, it was just inherited inside. I always had a passion to do this, and till today, I would say money is a different aspect. Whether I make a lot of money or not, that's very questionable. But yes, I'm solely doing custom tailoring because of passion. I enjoy meeting different people, enjoy dressing people up. I personally enjoy to dress myself up. I mean, I'm always in great clothing. If I'm doing a business time, I always be in a three-piece suit. If not, then I'll always be properly dressed up, making sure that, you know, it makes a difference. Because you never know. Like there's a very famous quote saying, you don't have a second chance to make a first impression.
I love that. You know, in Thailand, I ate very healthy food. I did not eat. I did not have an American diet in Thailand, clearly. And when I left 5.5 years there, I was physically in the best shape I had ever been in, and I actually had some custom clothing to fit the body I had at the time. But now, being back in the U.S. for 4.5 years, I have put on a few pounds, and I'm going to get some custom clothing done again by you next time I'm in Bangkok. But I want to lose the weight first, because I think there's nothing that gives one incentive to stay fit than to really own a fabulous wardrobe that they couldn't wear otherwise.
I would say the otherwise. If you have a really good set of clothing, that will compel you to maintain the shape you are. Or probably lose weight.
I love that. So one of the names that we hear around the world of men's tailoring is Savile Row, and I've also heard it pronounced as Savile Row. What would you like to say about this company, this brand, and your connection to it?
Savile Row is basically where suits originated in the ancient days, and we've linked with one of the greatest tailors there. His name is Darren Beeman. He created what is called a Savile Row Tailoring Academy, where a lot of young generation, they go get apprentice done, and then they open their own tailoring store, or they go operate a tailoring business there. Now, Darren Beeman, I've been in contact with him for the past 2 years, and recently we signed a contract having him work with us on an off location and on a bi-yearly location, contract where he'll come 2 to 3 times a year. He'll spend about 1 to 2 weeks with our team and then upgrade our quality of work, our production, and teach us how to make suits the Savile Row way. Recently, about 2 weeks ago, we had him come down where we did the grand opening of our new location. And then he spent a great amount of time, actually. I personally learned from him as well how to do pattern making compared to a lot of tailors. I mean, a lot of traveling tailors, a lot of people who do tailoring business, they do not have much knowledge about pattern making. That is where a lot of issues cannot be solved. I do not intend to cut a lot of suits every day, but I need to know the basics of pattern making in order to rectify issues that may come in regards to fitting. Because, I mean, even our 5 fingers on one hand are not of the same size. How do we expect to fit everyone correctly in the first time you meet them if you don't have the basics? That is where pattern making helps us a lot.
And how extensive is your team? How many people are involved in creating your clothing?
I have about 35 tailors working with me. That includes the production of suits, jackets, trousers, overcoats, and shirts. I don't have such a big team. I would say this is a fairly small team, but it is a very highly trained team because we prefer doing only high-quality clothing. We do not expect to make mass production, but we prefer to do more high-quality custom tailoring.
Well, congratulations on your success and your expansion and your passion. Is there anything you would like to add to the conversation that we might not have addressed?
Basically, nothing much, but I would just like to, firstly, I'd like to thank you for having me on the show here. And also, I mean, if we have a lot of listeners listening today until the end of my trip, I would like to extend a special complimentary shirt on top of every package anyone wishes to buy. And I'd like to offer them 10% off of our package prices as well, if they give the reference of Huffington Post or Nicholas Snow.
That would be great. A lot of people listen to my show after the original broadcast over time. But for anyone that does hear that offer, that's wonderful. And I've sent you a link to this episode so you can share it on the Facebook pages of cities that you're going to be visiting. I'm just going to review those cities. You were in Los Angeles. Now you're in San Francisco. On October 9th, you're in Las Vegas. On the 10th, San Diego. The 11th and 12th, Washington, D.C. The 13th, Philadelphia. The 14th in Boston. And the 15th and 16th in New York City. My audience is worldwide, so people can also go to damanino.com, D-A-M-A-N-I-N-O. I do have a final question for you. What are the trends, the new trends in menswear?
Currently, bright colors. A lot of men are going, like, if you notice, a color called electric blue is very much in trend right now. And people are getting back into double-breasted suits. So this is something that everyone must watch out for. Double-breasted suit in wide peak lapels. Basically, the style of the late 70s is coming back.
Okay. Love bright colors. One of the things that I like to ask almost anyone I interview from any walk of life is, what inspires you to be the person that you are? What is your inner motivator?
What inspires me? I would say just absolutely everything. Seeing the beauty side of the world, as well as seeing the negative side of the world. It makes me basically thankful for what I have and what I might not be having. You know, sometimes people, they feel bad for things they don't have. That's which is very absolutely normal. But once you realize what you have means the world to someone else, then you might stop feeling bad for it and start appreciating things that you have a bit more.
I have a lot of friends, and we refer to that as, you know, coming from a place of gratitude. And even at the darkest times of our individual lives, we still have the ability to make a gratitude list of things that we are grateful for at the best of times and the worst of times. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time during your busy LA U.S. trip here in San Francisco today. And I do look forward to meeting you in person one day.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Nicholas. It was great speaking to you. And thank you for hosting this for me today.
My pleasure, and thank you as well. I've been speaking with Daniel Singh, owner of Damanino Bespoke. And as I mentioned, I've given you all the dates of his U.S. trip, but I know from my own history of my audience that you'll be listening to this episode for months and years. So don't forget to go to damanino.com. And when you ultimately reach them, tell them Nicholas Snow sent you. And I want to thank you for listening as always. And until next time.
We are, in fact, connecting the circuitry of humanity. All of us connected. Please continue to connect with Nicholas Snow on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram, Google+, and other social networks. Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. This program is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. Thank you for being a part of the Snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.